This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Is here. We also have Mike Cernovich, which I'm jealous of at this point, because he really does get under the leftist skin. See it. Trump supporter berates Landscaper because they're Mexican, calls them rapists and animals. Well, you know, I don't show people all the videos of Hispanic gang members beating up white people or racial attacks of black folks targeting white people. That goes on. But imagine if I ran it hundreds of times and said, black people, don't you feel bad for the knockout game? No, we've played it. We've talked about it once or twice. We don't. But they're going to run this forever. The point is, they're bad people in every group. So let's go ahead and roll some of this bizarre video that took place in California. And like Mike Cernovich said, why is there not a search for who this lady is in this town of 5,000 people? Because you can tell she's in people's faces all day. Is she bipolar? Is she schizophrenic? I'm not trying to defame her. I'm just saying she looks like a crazy person. Here it is.
I don't know why you hate us. Why do you hate us? Because we're Mexican?
Yeah.
We're honest people right here.
Yeah,
rapists? Yeah. How many people have I raped?
Drugs.
How many drugs have I dealt?
Huh?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You believe everything you see on the news?
Yeah.
You see why we're working hard right here?
Meanwhile, that idiot lady doesn't even know that guy's probably been here five generations. Yeah.
No, dígale, ella está viendo, dígale, dígale, ya vio que acabamos.
Well,
look at her face when she turns the camera. She that has that crazy person look. Can we get her when she turns the camera and blow her face up? I mean, she's a loon bag. What were you gonna say?
I don't see how any rational person or insane of mind would behave that way, knowing that they're being recorded.
Look at her. I mean. That woman is guaranteed, probably has Alzheimer's. I think like Cernovich said, that's the look of dementia. And somebody might have wound her up too, like, hey, Betty, we'll give you $100. You go out and mess with those Mexicans out there. Well, what do you think, Mike? You're a smart guy, gut level.
Yeah, at a gut level, I think some local teenagers or something, just because we had people like that where I grew up where don't step on the grass, and then you would step on the grass, and the old, you know, she would come out, you know.
Exactly.
They call them like a Wicked West. So growing up a small town, we actually had two women like that, older women, and as a kid, this was mean. But
you do stuff to them and then blame it on somebody else. I didn't do it, but I knew kids that did it. Exactly. So I bet somebody broke in her house and then said, hey, Betty, it's the Mexicans.
Mm.
Yeah, they wound her up. They knocked on her door. Oh, those are the people I saw. They were looking in. That's why you don't see anything before the video or after. It's just that little clip, right? It's like a 29, 31-second clip.
Yeah.
Even though there's still, like, a conversation ongoing, like, she hasn't stopped.
No, that's the look of the brain shutting down. Like, look at how the nerves aren't even attached to her mouth. It's sad. She has that look.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tragedy. So that's why I'm trying to figure out, you know, did some local teenagers harass this poor woman and, you know, just wind her up and lie to her or whatever? That's why I just want to know why the media is not trying to find out who that is.
And that's why I want to get a bunch of extra reporters hired, and I didn't even plug last hour, and fund ourselves, which is my problem. I don't plug enough. When I plug, we get enough money to fund things, expand. Is that I'd love to have a crew that, like, because Mike always has great ideas. Mike Terms is always like, hey, Hillary's coming to Bill Clinton's coming to town. And he just always just, hey, why don't you do CNN's terrorists? Why don't you all these great ideas? And then he's like, hey, he'd call up and say, hey, why don't you send a crew here? In fact, I can even have you, Cernovich, just have a crew that you direct or something. It could be the Jones-Cernovich crew. I'll even pay for it. Because everything you, that's why they don't like you. Everything you've done's turned to gold. That's what it is.
Well, that's the idea, is we could get somebody there to interview the townspeople and hold that picture and say, do you know who this woman is?
But the key is, right? It's got to be done right when it breaks.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, like rapid response force.
You have to. Yeah. Because then it just spreads like a wildfire.
Amazing Lucas is in studio. And, of course, the amazing Mike Cernovich. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
The amazing Lucas riding shotgun with myself and Mike Cernovich just made a great point. Do we forget that even when Rand Paul was running for the Senate, they caught Democrats, and I remember seeing the photos on air and saying, folks, got to go search who this is. Who is this in this town in Kentucky? And they found he was worked for the campaign of the Democrats that he was running against. And they're out there in hayseed outfits with a farmer hat and coveralls or overalls with signs going, I love the KKK and I love Rand Paul and I hate the Mexicans. And the media is so deceptive, they'll take that and play it and say, yeah. See, there's Jones. Like once I said, I don't hate gay people. I love gay people. I love everybody. I don't hate gay people. They edited it to a little bitty screen on Colbert where you can't even see the edit. He goes, I hate gay people. I mean, I'm telling you, man. And so he was making the point that they have caught people thousands of times. They've been caught staging things.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that far. It's not that big of a stretch. And that's really the scary thing. Because during the election, what they were doing, they were planting people in the Trump rallies to cause a problem, to cause a stir.
And it came out in WikiLeaks. We were right.
Exactly. So, I mean, like I said, desperate times calls for desperate measures. It would make sense why they would do the, you know, put out a piece like that. Just reinforce it. The same thing we have with the police. And the video camera comes out. And what they said is turns out to be just...
Oh, remember the NAACP head?
Yeah.
Said that the guy called me all these racial names and did all these horrible things. The cop lets him off like three things. The car's not registered right. All this stuff's missing. The cop's totally polite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the whole... And I never... But here's the thing. I didn't air that. We had an article... But I couldn't even air it because I felt like it would create more division. And that's my point I'm making about taking something embarrassing like this and running it over and over again.
Yeah.
Now, did I do the right thing, Mike? Not ever airing the NAACP head in a major city being a race-baiting, horrible liar. I could hardly watch it once. And because I felt sorry for humanity that they've programmed people to have the cop kiss his ass. And then have him lie about the cop and try to get the cop fired, not knowing cops all got cameras on them now. What do you think, Mike? What do you think, Amazing Lucas?
Well, yeah, there was also that case where Sean King falsely accused a police officer of raping a woman.
Mm.
Millions of people saw these allegations and everything. So I'm like you, where I don't like race baiting. And what I found is you don't when you report on too many of these stories. You do attract that small percentage of people, the left and the right, who are just toxic and looking for someone to blame. So, yeah, I understand. You don't want to attract that crowd. It's a bad crowd. There aren't a lot of them, but they're a bad crowd. But on the other hand, you do, you know, as journalists, we do want to tell the truth. And when there are hoaxes, we do want to call out those hoaxes.
Well, here's an example. We used to run our own comments till about 5-6 years ago. And when somebody threatened the president, Secret Service would show up. So I said, hey, let's go with a third-party thing like Discus. So I don't have control to see it anymore. But back then, we would go in and see the commenters going, you know, and I can't even, the media showed us up now. I can't quote stuff now because they edit it. They cover my mouth. They would say stuff like, kill the N-words, do all this other stuff. And then they'd have people saying they were black folks saying, kill the horrible whites, we're going to kill you. And then my IT people, we did videos on this. We had to find them. And it was the same groups of people. And we tracked it back to PR firms who weren't even hiding their identities, who had what they called sock puppets back then. Now they call them bots. And they had hundreds of bots on the sites that would go into a story about fluoride, bad for your children. And it would just be inward, 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 white cracker head, you know, just huge fight. And all it was some PR firm creating division. I mean, that is crazy.
And that's all you need. All you need is that one person, that one story, and then you can guilt through association. That's how they do it. And it spreads like wildfire. And they repeat it, repeat it, show it again and again.
Yeah, see, it's even the news. Twitter bots put out racial slurs. And I remember talking to IT, and they're like, we should just get rid of comments. And I said, no, people like it. But Mike, what do we do? I mean, because I don't want to be too confident. Humanity's waking up. The globalists are in trouble. The UN says we're going to take over the EU now. The military is going to stop nations that don't bring in the Islamics. I mean, it's now a world government war against nation states. People are waking up, but at the same time, I just, at a gut level, I feel like we're not doing enough. And you know, I talked to some high-level folks this week who I hadn't heard from in a while. But they literally asked me, what do you think we should do? And I was like, are you patting me on the head? They're like, no, go with your gut. Tell us what we should do. And it was actually very stressful to be told this now that I'm being asked what to do. And it wasn't condescension. So what do you think we should do? They're asking us. They're listening to the show. The White House is. What do we do?
Yeah, we have to spread more radical love. A lot of people have noticed that when you insult me now, I say, I love you. God loves you. I wish blessings on you. I used to be known for just body slamming people. You know, you'd come at me and I would call you, you know, any kind of despicable name I could. But then I realized that the energy right now, the demonic energy of the left is so strong that it's up to the good people. Always be polite, super polite.
And that's why Mars said he wants you to die. It's the love. That's their scared of Kanye.
Yeah.
It's the love.
Absolutely. And you need to give it to them. Give them the truth, but do it, you know, do it with love.
So what do I do if I'm sitting with my family at brunch and people walk over and go, you're a racist, you're a terrorist, you're going down, Jones, and won't stop. What do? I guess I get up like Kanye did when he was at TMZ and just go, I love you. I love you. Whatever I did, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. However you took it wrong, I'm sorry. That's what I've been thinking.
Because
even though I didn't really do what they're saying, I'm going to say I'm sorry.
Yeah, because if you do anything remotely that they would find aggressive, it's done. It's game over. Because that's what they're aiming for. That's what they want you to do.
No, sure. They get happy when I go F you, you know. And my button's some big guy doing it. Because then, you know, that really triggers me. Some big guy's, you know, saying, I'm like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. You know, then they like laugh and, you know, get off on it. So what do I do, Cernovich?
Yeah, no, that's what I've been doing. I tell people I love you. You're amazing. God loves you. I want blessings on you. I say, like, I hope the universe blesses you. I wish abundance on you and your life and your family. And then they're like, wait. Yeah.
But then what do you do if it's a mob forming? Because I've had it in Seattle where Zimmerman's like, man, we got to stop. And then a guy tried to run me over, and they were forming mobs. And we had to stay in the hotel the last day.
Well, yeah, we always want to film. Because I was attacked by a guy actually at Austin a year ago, and I punched him. You know, he went to punch me, missed. I swung, punched him right in front of the police. The cop goes, you're all right. I saw everything that happened, and we just escorted out. So, yeah, the cameras are your best friends because they will lie and they will false flag you. So definitely.
Oh, that happened to me 3 times in Hawaii. All 3 women came over and said, you're a racist, you're a Russian, you're a Sandy Hook denier, you hurt the children. And then I would say, hey, let's be nice. I tried that. I said, let's shake hands. They go, security, get away from me, security.
Wow.
And I'm sitting in the restaurant with, like, the bartender looking, like, laughing at her.
Yeah, that's why I just tell her, I say, you know what, God loves you. I wish nothing but the best for you and your family. And, you know, always have cameras. You know, you always have cameras. Like, some, the potbelly goblin or whatever is in your face. Yeah, it's hard not to do it, but the way
Bernie Sanders guy kept bumping me, saying, stop bumping me. That's another thing they do. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, we're winning the moral high road. So our job is to be impeccable. I've even cleaned up my image. You know, me used to see me in just gym clothes all the time and never really cared about my hair, never really got. But we have to just present an impeccable.
We have to respect the leadership position we're in. Like yesterday, I went on air. I had a really bad headache, allergies or whatever. I just wore a T-shirt. And I changed in the middle of the show. I went and put a sports jacket on because I knew the White House and the campaign, and everybody were actually. Let me ask you this, though. We'll do one more segment with both of you, but I mean, I don't want to get into inside baseball stuff, but what do you make of high-level folks asking in InfoWars, what do you think we should do, what comes next? And it's not a thing to pat us on the head. They are literally asking me what they think we should do because they know our track record is so accurate predicting things.
Yeah, well, and they also know that, you know, the audience is massive. You know, 5 to 10 million people listen in every day. So that shows that they're waking up and they're learning who their friends are and who their friends aren't, because a lot of people didn't know this, but Paul Ryan is actually trying to get an amnesty bill passed as a way to suppress Trump voter turnout. That way he can help lead the impeachment against Trump. Trey Gowdy, they finally realized what I've said many times on your show.
You said it first. You said he was a mole.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's what they said, is that, man, it was like we were right about how we know what they're planning because we read what they say, and it's like they're up in that bubble up there, and they just can't believe how accurate we've been. And I'm not trying to toot our horn. Soros and them want to shut us down and you down because they know how accurate we are.
Yeah. And it's a war on information. That's what it is. And you guys are getting out the truth, and that affects them. That impacts them. And they can't allow it. They just can't.
One more segment with Mike Cernovich. You're riding shotgun, the amazing Lucas. It's a historic time to be alive, folks. Find out all about Mike Cernovich's books and his great supplements and more at Cernovich.com. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. If you don't fund us, we will fail.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jones, broadcasting worldwide. Mike Cernovich is riding shotgun with us. We've got the amazing Lucas with us. Here's the deal. When you've got David Lynch on your side, the icon of the left, and he was never even a leftist. They just they can't figure out his work, so they think it must be the best. And a lot of it is great. You know, Lost Highway, all of it, Dune, you name it. But and he's been on the show, and I've, you know, hung out with him some, but that's all off record. Lynch is... There's a Lynch in public, and there's the Lynch, you know, behind the scenes. I'm going to leave it at that. Kind of like Gore Vidal. He was very interesting behind the scenes versus what he was on the scenes. But all that will go to my grave. I'm not going to tell anything with, you know, David Lynch or anything with Gore Vidal or anything with, you know, the Stanley Kubrick stuff. I'm just saying Hollywood is a tyranny, and the people under it don't want to be part of it, and there's a revolt. And I'm just going to tell you this. Kurt Russell, Bruce Willis, Clint Eastwood, all those people and some big producers are really trying to crack Hollywood right now and bring it back, but bring it back just from an Americana view. So when you see Kanye and all this, that's what's going on beneath the surface. And, you know, Kanye West has been looking to go on other big liberty-based shows. And I know from folks that talked to him that they threatened to Baker Act him again. So that's the point. We all need to show courage in the face of this. Amazing Lucas, Mike Cernovich, I wanted to ask you in a minute, too. You were saying some solution ideas, what Trump needs to do. Not some stunts, but some things that really illustrate what's happening. But Amazing Lucas, what would you call this period we're in right now?
I would say a revolution, honestly, because that's what's happening. We're taking back America. Because when it comes to the media, everywhere they're at, the media, Hollywood, magazines, print, TV, we need to be right there behind them. Instead of putting out the truth, and people see that contrast, they're waking up.
And they know when they call us right-wing Nazis, anybody that's watched knows that I'm not even a conservative. I'm like a common-sense, prosperity, pro-America guy. How would you decide to define yourself? It's not about talking about ourselves, but they're always trying to define us. So I think part of victory is defining who we are.
Yeah, I've been called a Nazi.
Jesus. What did you say to the moron when they said it?
I was dumbfounded. I was just like, what? That's all you can say. Because they're so gone that they truly believe it.
Mike, how would you define yourself?
I get that all the time. I'm like, dude, my daughter, you know, they're like, oh, you hate minorities. I'm like, well, my daughter is, you know, not that it matters or whatever, but it's just so weird. That's the thing that I learned about. There are some lessons, you know, maybe we're digressing, but, you know, Alex mentioned covering his mouth earlier. There are some lessons that I wish that I had known early on. So anybody listening, I once read a dramatic reading of Charles Manson's book, and not realizing, because I was naive at the time, how they'll edit stuff and pretend that you actually really said that. And defining myself, I go, oh, they call me this. You're right. I'm that, sarcastically. So what they do is they'll edit anything you say to try to define you as what you're not. Because me, I'm not.
Well, Mike, see, we're your friends, though, and so is everybody else who knows who you are. So when they took those edited tapes on you, notice I didn't turn against you. And it was because I know you're real and I know what they do. But exactly, when I repeat what they say now, I have to cover my mouth because they'll edit it.
Yeah, I do big hand gestures now. Whenever I do that, whenever I do videos
that,
now.
That messes up their jump cuts.
God.
Yeah.
And again, the tricks they use, though, when you're ever watching a show, they'll have a little screen. Like Colbert will turn to it, and I'll say, I can't even say it, you know, I hate the gay people, I hate the black people. And it's just edited stuff, and then they just put it up there.
propaganda.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like, you want to get honest. I mean, I'm not a violent guy, but the writers of Colbert and people, I'd like to, you know, sometimes I get, let's just say this. They're frauds. They're con men. And they get, and they're bullies, and they piss me off.
And it's only natural.
And that's why I worry about, Well, I'm saying that's why I'm worrying about your friend, you know, the riding shotgun and stuff. You're going to become a target now. You're going to, Media Matters is going to, you know, smear you and everything.
But you have no other choice, though.
Yeah, talk about why you got off the, I mean, you didn't get off the fence, but you had your own career and why you went public.
I was doing 3D animation. I've always had a conservative head and conservative upbringing. And, you know, I was, didn't really care anything about the 8 years of Obama because Obama could have done anything and they would have just like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever. But what I realized is when Trump came into office, during the administration, during his inauguration, they were talking about, well, that his speech was reminding me of a dictator. A dictator? I heard the speech. I was like, okay, that's interesting.
America's coming together. We love each other.
Yeah. And then it got to the point of being petty with the crowd size. Oh, he's lying about the crowd size. What else could he be lying about in the administration? I'm like, the man hasn't even stepped foot in the Oval Office, and you're just already attacking him? And then it got to the MLK bus. You removed it. You see, he's a racist. I was like, then we find out that didn't happen. And it's just been an attack after attack, a myriad of attacks. I'm like, hold up. If they can attack the president of the United States like this, and no one wants to mention that if Hillary Clinton had won, mum would have been the word. We wouldn't have found out about any of this.
And that's where they miscalculated. I agree.
Exactly.
You're going to keep riding the shotgun. We've got a liberal journalist / lawyer coming on who is pointing out this whole thing at the border is a hoax as well. So that's coming up. But let me just ask you in closing, Mike, because you told me some inside baseball during the break. We won't get into who you met with, but you were advising them on what you thought would be good things for the president to do. So how does the president get ahead of them trying to cause a race war, a culture war that they're going to disguise as left versus right? But it's really a race war led by a bunch of weird white people. I'm not just saying it's a virtue signal. It's a bunch of damn white people. Liberal white people are the problem. How do we stop that? What does Trump need to do? Because we're in some serious situations here.
Right. So while I don't want to be, you know, taken out of context by the fake news media, I will say that when ordinary Trump supporters now face the kind of attacks that you and I and Lucas and so many other people do, that maybe now they're realizing, oh, the left isn't going to stop with the so-called French figures. They're going to go after everybody, and they're going to go after your children. Mm-hmm. So what they need to do, what Trump needs to do is, I've always been critical. So when people call me an apologist for Trump, I go, wow, you've never watched my videos. I've always said that Trump has never tweeted about how if you wear a red hat in public and you get a brick thrown in your face, doesn't care. But Alec Baldwin makes fun of him.
And that's Trump's biggest failing, and I forgot to tell him that. The fact that he doesn't make a big deal, however, he always goes, we're tough, we're great, we're winning. He doesn't want to act like his people are under attack. But the people want him to come out and say, God bless people that have stood up against this crap and this intimidation. He could open the discussion with giving the names of ICE, putting dead animals on their property, saying attack their children, and expand that out to America and say, God bless you, I appreciate your courage. He always just says, you're smart, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah, and then he tweets about Jimmy Fallon. You know, get your head in the game, bro. Act like a leader. If your followers
are under attack. Jimmy Fallon and all those guys don't exist. You need to talk about how these people are criminals and how they're liars and how they've been caught. I agree.
And hate crime prosecutions against Antifa, the far left. We need Jeff Sessions to begin prosecuting these domestic terrorists before they go like William Ayers, who is Barack Obama's mentor, and there'll be weather underground bombings.
Right. Mike Cernovich, I got another guest coming up, but I'm going to do 2 more minutes with you. You got to hold. You've always got some big inside baseball or sources on the next thing, just like InfoWars does. Tomorrow's news today. I want to hear other little tidbits, because you'll let me lead the show, but I want you to just tell us what else is on your radar. The Amazing Lucas is here, and we've got more coming up. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Some of them want to use you. Some of them. All right, Mike Cernovich is always pissing the globalist off. Bill Maher just joined us. Said he hopes that his head is cut off, put in an oven, the children eat his face, and then he commits suicide because Bill Maher called for a depression. He said economic collapse. Now, that's not a recession. And tens of thousands commit suicide during that. So Cernovich tweeted it, and then he said, I hope you die. We're going to go to Susan Pye, who is a lawyer, who's nonpartisan, and who's even been criticized coming on the show there. She was coming on the Thought Police to talk about what's really happening with kids, with the border, and what's happening with Trump. We'll talk to him or talk to her in just a moment. She's at strongvisa.com, but finishing up with Mike Cernovich. Mike, a lot of stuff on the radar. You got your big film hoax coming out. I've talked to people that are involved in film. They say it's amazing. The crew, the people. So I look forward to that being a vehicle, just a free speech when you and I go on tour together, So we can kind of announce that's coming up here and freak out the media. But looking at this, just other little tidbits of what you see. I see this summer and them trying to cause civil unrest. I see going in with Mueller saying he's accelerating his investigation because now they know the blue wave is a red wave. I mean, I see real panic setting in as David Lynch and Kanye West and everybody comes out and says Trump could be the greatest president in history with all the peace deals, everything else, the economy coming back. But let's not be too confident, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. You know, let's not start celebrating it. What else is going on, and what other little nuggets you've got from inside the administration? Do you know what Melania Trump's shirt meant or jacket?
Oh, well, what I tell people is it is going to get worse. And by that I mean, if you're a conservative or a libertarian and you don't realize that it's going to get way worse, they're going to start going through vote. What they're going to do next, the left, they're going to go through voter donations and start doxing people, going after every regular person.
It's all right,
my friend. Like, I got somebody here. Gotta go.
So that's the next thing that's coming, is just total harassment of individuals.
Exactly.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you soon. When is the film Hoax coming out?
We're going to do a fall premiere. Hoaxmovie.com for more details.
All right, that's great. Thank you so much.
MVI.com.
Thank you. You want to comment on just the moment of history we're in, Amazing Lucas? The moment of history we're in here, where most people I know that just want the economy back and like America aren't even conservatives. I mean,
yeah.
I was arrested by George Bush twice for asking questions. I mean, I was against those wars. But the left of today is like crazed, rabid robots.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of it. Because you honestly, at this point in time, you don't have to have any, you know, knowledge of history or the political affiliation. It just boils down to common sense. Like, when it comes to immigration, like, common sense. When it boils down to there being two genders, common sense. And I think that's where they're losing a lot of their base, because they're just like, yo, you guys have gone so far left that I can't even co-sign on that.
And there's a total war on reality. Like,
it's your reality.
It's one thing to say there's 50 genders. Fine, say there's 1,000. But then don't try to ban mother and father off government forms, because they're hurtful.
Yeah, it's this idea of your truth, this moral relativism, which is absolutely cancer. And when you look at it and when you confront them on these ideas, they can't defend them. They're indefensible. That's why.
Absolutely. Keep riding shotgun with us. We're going to go to our guest here in a moment. Just first off, I didn't even plug last hour, despite the fact that summer's always the doldrum for funding, even though the audience is record large, even for the summer, people are awake and involved while it's happening. We're not selling a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. That makes George Soros and the Globals very, very happy. And a lot of it's because I'm not cutting ads. I'm not plugging. I'm so obsessed with the news and info. But we're not funded by Soros. We're not funded by taxpayer money like MSNBC was with banker bailout money and stimulus package. We're funded by you. And I came out. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon from the top place in the country that wants to say their name because they get threatened and harassed. The top organic fluoride-free toothpaste maker makes our stuff. But they put 50 cents in each tube. We put $3 of product in it. Okay. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. And it's got the colloidal silver. It's got the iodide. It's got all the real concentrated oils, the peppermint, you name it. That's why it's so concentrated. Even an adult might want to water down the Super Blue for adults. The children's doesn't have the really strong tea tree and stuff in it, and peppermint, because it'll burn their mouths. And we've got all of it 50% off, one of the record sales on that. We've got Immune Gargle. Is my dad's name for it, because that's a term. But what you do is you brush your teeth, you gargle with it, you spit it out, and then, yes, it's a supplement. Under the FDA and all of it, you can even swallow some of it. The people go, wait, gargle, you spit out. It's my dad's name. He named it Super Blue, too, because the toothpaste turns blue. First it's white, then it turns blue, because it's got real iodine in it that actually turns blue, not red. Mm. Okay, so the point is, it's amazing. And even though Immune Gargle, the combo doesn't have reviews, it's brand new. Even though Immune Gargle is one of our best sellers, a lot of folks are on the fence and don't try it. So whether it's 16 ounces, or the 10 ounce, or the 1 ounce, or the all of it, it's all 50% off, or get it all together at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, joining us is Susan Pai, and she's a first-generation U.S. citizen, daughter of North Korean refugee. She worked in D.C., was former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., former head of the GSA, former assistant director of operations CIA, former commissioner of the U.S. Customs, Attorney Pai is admitted to the Washington bar and practices only federal law. So she's a hotshot lawyer and from her office in Florida. And she's also a good-looking lady there. I mean, I guess it's politically correct. I can't say it. She's odd. I just did it. She also submitted testimony to the House Judiciary Committee on Humanitarian Immigration and Senate Judiciary Committee members on business, immigration, fraud, and abuse. As an immigration and nationality attorney, Ms. Pai may appear in all 50 states of the U.S. and at strongvisa.com. And she's not a liberal. She's not a conservative. I'll let her define herself. But I've told she's been told don't come and come on here. And she's just trying to say, for as a lawyer and an expert, what's really going on and what's really happening. We know it's a hoax that the little girl wasn't taken from her parents. We now know this is a PR stunt, but she's somebody that's just willing to come in and just state the facts. And so telling the truth in a world of universal deceit is a revolutionary act. And the amazing Lucas is riding shotgun. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hi. Thank you, Alex.
Wow, that's a whole cool, interesting story about your parents fleeing North Korea. I mean, we've got to have you on about that separately. But we've got a few minutes to break. We'll come back and get into the details. But in a nutshell, you're out there on Twitter saying what we're hearing about Trump isn't true. Just as an immigration lawyer who's nonpartisan, who's worked, I know, with both parties, what is going on? Crystallizing, what is really happening?
I think that the Democrats or liberals they're very apt to just sort of dismiss Trump and Miller and Kelly and Nielsen, and that's a really grave error because he has been methodically executing his immigration plan with regards to legal and illegal immigration, I mean, basically since 7 days into his administration. And I think that the Supreme Court opinion this morning on the travel ban, reinstituting it, indicates a real tectonic level shift in everything. And people would do well to not so easily dismiss him, or, for example, for people like me, to tell me, you know, I don't even know what they're thinking, to tell me that I'm not allowed to come on your show, or any show for that matter. So.
Well, that's really it. And if anything, Trump's trying to make the borders more open for people that aren't criminals or bad, which has got some right-wingers mad at him and some of the actual racist groups that we've been watching. And so what you're saying is that the senior, the top immigration lawyers, is that's accurate, or can you expand on that? Because Trump's all about process and it being transparent and working, right? I mean, as an immigration lawyer, what are you seeing him do when you say he's methodically implementing it? It's all right there.
Yeah, it's just the law and rulemaking, setting up cases, setting up, you know, a lots of litigation, which, you know, as you know, is kind of Trump's forte. But I think people really underestimate, especially Stephen Miller and his role in, you know, not only having Trump's ear, but also in articulating these sort of long-range plans on immigration. And I really don't understand what is going on with Democrats or people like Maxine Waters. They're not spending any time, it seems like, you know, reading what is going on. And Stephen Miller, by the way, he's not an immigration lawyer, but by no means should he be underestimated. I've worked with him.
Let's hear about Stephen Miller when we come back. They're now harassing him at his house. We'll be right back.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Immigration lawyer, and she's talking about Mr. Miller, who's one of the architects of Trump's plan. And I've looked at Trump's plan, and I've looked at what he's introduced to Congress. It actually opens America up for people that aren't criminals and people that go through the system. The Democrats and Republicans have made it a very long, arduous system. He's trying to make it more streamlined, but no more hidden groups of people, no more 20 million illegals that are, you know, off the radar. The Democrats use them to launder money. And, you know, I mean, to me, it looks like Trump is really pragmatically trying to fix it, having a pro-immigrant stance. But that's me reading what he's pushed and what he said. Susan, what are you saying he's doing versus what we see in the news?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't call it pro-immigrant. But I will say that, you know, Stephen Miller is a young man. He's got the ear of the president. You know, his young age really belies the vast depth of knowledge, even including legacy knowledge about immigration that he has. You know, he did all of Senator Sessions' heavy lifting.
He was his chief advisor. Well, let me stop you there then. I mean, you're sounding like you're saying that's a different plan than what they're saying and that you somewhat agree with it or you don't. For me, when I say pro-immigrant, I mean legal immigrant, streamlining it for good people. I mean, it's better for good people. Or give me your view of what Trump's proposing then. And then get back into Miller.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to hazard a guess about, like, what is in Trump's mind or anybody else in his administration. I can tell you, you know, that they are methodically closing a lot of loopholes that have existed now just because people on the left don't want to admit that there's, you know, asylum fraud or that the United – but the fact is that the United States is the number one destination for asylum seekers as of right now, overtaking Germany, 330,000 asylum seekers in 2017 alone. And, you know, everybody who goes to immigration court, we know that there are many, you know, fraudulent asylum claims, and some unwitting, some malicious. You know, a lot of people on the left are saying, well, you know, people are just coming here to get a better life. Yeah, that's true, okay, but that's not within the definition of a valid asylum claim. And asylum was never meant to be a blank check. So I think in that way, yes, I'm acutely aware that Stephen Miller knows where all the loopholes and, you know, where the fraud and the abuse is, not just in illegal immigration, but also in legal immigration programs. Like,
sure, what would the Democrats do? I mean, they just say, get rid of everything and have no border? I mean, when, like, Mexico's a war zone?
It's exactly what they're trying to do with Weinstein, the bill that they're trying to get passed.
So let me ask you this as an immigration lawyer, who I know has drawn the ire of the left, and I don't even hear what you're saying that would upset them. What is not accurate about what the media is saying that Trump's doing?
Okay, so there's like a big story that just blew up about a Guatemalan mother who lost custody of her child to American-born adoptive parents who are white. Okay, and that's how it was presented in the media, but, you know, that's not really all there is to that story. So just taking that as, like, an example, you know, that woman came here when she was pregnant in 2006. She left two children behind in Guatemala, and she's been apart from them now for 12 years. She gave birth to a child in the United States. She was busted during the Bush administration working as an undocumented worker in a chicken processing plant. And then a few months later, she pled guilty to aggravated identity theft, and she caught a 2-year felony sentence.
But the evil white people are taking care of her baby now, so they're bad.
Well, I mean, the adoptive parents, from what I read, hired a lawyer for her, and then she had no contact with the child for either 1 or 2 years, even though she has sisters here in the United States. So, you know, she's been here for 12 years fighting this case, and the Department of Homeland Security has allowed her to stay here in the United States to fight that. But meanwhile, back in Guatemala, you know, she's got two children who have grown up without a mother. So, you know, it's not usually black and white. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And like this morning, you know, the Supreme Court has just reinstituted the travel ban, not under national security, but under much, much broader statutes. And
you're a lawyer, but isn't Trump just following the law? The president has the power to do that in any country he wants, right?
I mean, he's exercising his presidential discretion, is what the Supreme Court says. But then the Supreme Court went beyond that and said that not only does he have the discretion to exclude all, you know, aliens from entering the United States, but they even went further to talk about 1182 section, I think it's A. Yeah. So if you come to the United States.
And that's the thing the press secretary said. She said, listen, we can't just do whatever we want. We follow the law. We can't just do like Obama. And it's true, isn't it? From what I watch, Trump is very neurotic about following the law. And that's why he's always saying, change it, change it.
I don't, in my opinion, I don't think Trump is. I think Stephen Miller is. I think Secretary Nielsen, you know, any female who's in law enforcement will tell you that, you know, no woman gets to that kind of a position in the federal government, you know, without being pretty tough as nails and knowing what they're doing, you know. So and then there's General Kelly, you know. So, I mean, they I will say that I am acutely aware that they know where all of the weaknesses are in the current immigration system.
I think it's fair to say they're just looking out for the country like we're a country. I mean, because the UN wants Europe to just completely open in North Africa and the Middle East. I mean, it's insane. We have to stabilize those countries. They are doubling their population. They are collapsing. How does bringing in hundreds of millions of people who then the liberals put on welfare to not be self-sufficient help things? It will sink us. Why do they want to sink us?
Okay, so like I said, you know, asylum was never meant to be a blank check. I mean, certainly the underlying core issue that, like, nobody is talking about that I don't understand is a global migration crisis that has displaced, I think it's 68 million people. And after World War II, there were 15 million people displaced. So this is an issue that can't be, it's not unique to the United States. It's an international crisis that requires much more than just, you know, short-term policy making or short-term reactions on the part of this, just the United States. But as far as, like, loopholes within the system, you know, I think people, like my colleagues, think that if we don't talk about what the loopholes are, that people won't know. Well, that ship has sailed, you know. And after this morning, with the Supreme Court decision reinstituting the Muslim ban, and then even going further than that, and saying that, you know, people have to prove, like, affirmatively prove over 60 bases of potential inadmissibility to even be legally entered to the United States with a legal visa. I mean, people have to understand, my colleagues have to understand that there's no hiding anything anymore, whether it's policy, deficiencies in policy, deficiencies in the law, fraud and abuse, or, you know, anything like that. I mean, those are all on their radar, and they have all been addressed going all the way back to the first week that Trump took office. So when people say to me, you know, you can't talk on Alex Jones, I mean, I don't understand what they're saying. They're saying people have a very visceral reaction to you.
Well, I tell you, all I know is Tom Arnold said that he met with Trump's lawyer and he was going to spill the beans. And he admitted it was a total hoax. He just lied to everybody. Oh, I'm an entertainer. It's funny. But they know he's a liar. And then, oh, this little girl was separated from her parents. And we learned that CNN and others knew day one that they went to a family center. And so I know what goes on in Mexico in some areas. Some areas are nice. Some areas are bad. It's road warrior death in northern Mexico on the Texas border. And then I get to hear about how I'm a Nazi because I want to control the border. And it's just, none of these leftists would understand that we'd have no civilization if we allowed Latin America to collapse into the U.S. So I'm concerned. You've got third world populations that have doubled. They're set to get even bigger. These countries are mismanaged. They're falling apart, run by communists and socialists. And, you know, you were able to flee from North Korea. Boy, I think your asylum was 100% clear for your parents. God, any North Koreans can get out, come on over. But they're fleeing it. They're not like fleeing socialism or communism, trying to come here and set it up. It's like Californians are fleeing, and they get to Austin and they say, your trucks are too big. Give us your guns. We want to raise taxes. And I'm like, moron, you just left that. So that's what I'm getting at here, Ms. Pye.
Yeah, I mean, on asylum, I think that we would do well to correctly educate people and tell them that, yes, you know, you may be seeking a life for your children, which is the natural inclination of all parents, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you qualify for asylum, even under the current law. And
you're saying don't use your children as a pawn?
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, I have a lot of questions. Look, I know lawyers who take 50, 100 asylum cases a month. I take two a year, so I have to know that the law and the facts are on
my side. Well, I want to hear about that process. Back in 2 minutes, I want to finish up on how do you take cases. And Paul Watson's coming.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
You have been lied to. My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled
by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.